Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rick Reichardt. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Allen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ed Stroud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Bosman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Dick Bosman. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Tommy Harper. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Hegan. Batting third. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Danny Walton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Steve Hovley. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ted Kubiak. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry McNerney. Batting eighth. The second baseman, John Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Morris. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, John Morris. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rodriguez. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Harper steals second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to third. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez takes first base on ball four. Allen moves to second. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Kubiak moves to third. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kubiak scores. McNerney moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Brewers. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bossman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bossman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive towards short. Kubiak reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Senators nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. Harper takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harper. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Brinkman applying the tag. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 0-for-1 in the game. Walton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 2-0, Brewers. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Nelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-1 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kennedy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-1 in the game. Stroud is hit by the pitch. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stroud moves to second. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morris is 0-for-1 in the game. Morris is called out on strikes. One out. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Stroud settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Walton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McNurtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosman covering, for the out. One out. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Walton hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bosman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 0-for-2 in the game. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Hobley. Reichardt reaches second base with a double. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walton, who is chasing the ball. Rodriguez reaches third base with a triple. Reichardt scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris has Rodriguez trapped. There's the throw to Harper and over to McNerney, who tags Rodriguez for the out. Stroud moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stroud scores. It's Senators, 2, Brewers, 2. Dick Bosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosman is 0 for 2 in the game. Bosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNerney hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. McNerney reaches second base with a double. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cummer pinch hits for John Morris. Wayne Cummer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cummer hits a fly ball into left field. Reichardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Gellner now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman is hit by the pitch. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Dave Nelson. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard is walked intentionally. Rick Reichardt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reichardt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Reichardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Harper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hegan bunts towards the mound. Bosman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reichardt. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Hegan moves to third. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Walton is walked intentionally. Ted Savage pinch hits for Steve Hovley. Horacio Pena now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a fly ball into right field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pena fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing right field. Lee May pinch hits for Hank Allen. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rodriguez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stroud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Lee May now playing right field. Jerry McNerney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNerney is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McNerney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Gellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Horacio Pena. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubiak fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hegan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Tommy Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harper is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Russ Snyder. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Walton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Walton is hit by the pitch. Hegan moves to second. Joe Coleman now pitching. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Hegan moves to third. Walton moves to second. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kubiak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Walton moves to third. Savage moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.